We'll move ahead with impeaching President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a letter to colleagues, Pelosi says the president's an imminent threat to the Constitution and American democracy. She'll first seek a vote pushing Vice President Pence and the cabinet to immediately remove the president under the 25th Amendment. Later, the House would move toward impeachment under articles Democrats are expected to introduce today. GOP Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press the best thing for the nation is for the president to just resign
and go away as soon as possible.
The president has no intention of doing that and will instead try to go on offense during his final 9 days in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The conservative social network Parler was forced offline Monday, tracking website showed, after Amazon warned the company would lose access to its servers for its failure to properly police violent content. The site's popularity soared in recent weeks, becoming the number one free app in Apple's App Store after the much larger Twitter banned U.S. President Trump from its platform for his role in inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol last week. Messages of support for Wednesday's attack in Washington, D.C., along with calls for new demonstrations, had flourished on the platform, leading Google to remove it from its App Store Friday, followed by Apple Saturday. Amazon then confirmed it would suspend the platform from its cloud hosting services for allowing, quote, threats of violence, end quote. U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has concerns about the threat of violence at the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, especially in the aftermath of the Capitol situation. This is VOA News. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is blasting President Trump for last week's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has the details.